Here are today's vital statistics. Francis J. Howe, 90, of Hillsboro, died Monday at home. Visitation will be at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Monday from 4 until 7, with an informal service at 7 p.m. A short visitation will be held at 10 a.m. before the funeral mass at 11. Tuesday at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery in Yuba. To honor Francis' legacy of caring and generosity, memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or a charity of your choice. Francis J. Howe, 90, of Hillsboro. Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet, died August 30th at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Basswood Cemetery with military graveside rites to be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Tuesday, September 8th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 9 until 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet. Joan O. Spillman Allball, 93, of Bloom City, died August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 12th, at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joan O. Spillman Allball, 93, of Bloom City. Carolyn Josephine Janney Freeman, 102, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt-Within Hills. A celebration of life for Carolyn is being planned. Memorials in Carolyn's memory can be made to the Town and Country Presbyterian Church, Schmidt-Within Hills Foundation Scholarship Fund, or the Myra Tony Pine River School Restoration Handicap Accessible Project. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Carolyn Josephine Janney Freeman, 102, of Richland Center.